Exclusive, GOP Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya. Minnesotans are embarrassed by rampant fraud. By Hannah Knudsen on September 5, 2026. Minnesotans are embarrassed by the fraud running rampant in their state. Minnesota Republican Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. And I'll tell you, every person I talk to in Minnesota, fraud is one of the first words that comes out of their mouths when they are unhappy about what's gone on in Minnesota. And frankly, they talk about being embarrassed by it. Their words, not mine, Tafoya said, discussing her race against Governor Tim Walz's right-hand Peggy Flanagan. Giving an example of the fraud Minnesotans are embarrassed by, Tafoya pointed to the Feeding Our Future scandal. Let's just start with Feeding Our Future. This was a program that Ilhan Omar, one of our congresspeople, championed for kids during COVID to get the meals that they would not get in school because schools were closed, she said. No kids got meals. Maybe three kids got meals, but $250 million minimum went right through this program into the hands of these fraudsters. And in the paperwork, it identifies them all as being from the Somali community here in Minnesota. And there was a woman, Amy Bach, who was put into prison for 45 years. She was sort of at the tip of the spear on this thing. She organized all of it. No one in the government has paid a price. There were whistleblowers. There were people saying, "What is going on here? There are red flags everywhere." All of those whistleblowers were told to stand down, shut up, or were removed and moved to other departments, she said. Indeed, Bach was sentenced to 500 months in prison for her role in the scandal. It was just an insane dereliction of duty. And quite frankly, that much money can't change hands like that without people knowing. So people knew, but no one in the Walz-Flanagan administration has been held accountable. No one, except that it caught up to Tim Walz, and he now says, "Okay, forget it. I won't run for governor." He was running until I think up to December or January when he dropped out, she added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Michelle Tafoya, September 3, 2026. Breitbart News Daily airs weekdays on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.